Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
John Balton is the head coach and owner of number 17 Personal Training. He's with me here in studio today. John, how's things?
Things are great, thank you.
Good. We're talking about Trica, Ireland's alternative to Hyrox. Is it the entry level Hyrox?
It's a good question. It is an entry level for anyone, you know, and Hyrox and Trica both offer that scalability and accessibility, and that's important to know. Trica is easy if you go easy on it, but if you go hard and go fast, it'll still be a massive workout, a very tough day out. I guess the difference here is Trica is not globally recognised the same way Hyrox is. Hyrox, I mean, I just had a huge conference, a lot of Hyrox coaches in London. Like, Hyrox want to get to the next Olympics. That's the plan for Hyrox.
Wow.
Whereas Trica is, you know, it's very local. So yes, it's going to be in the UK and in Portugal in the coming months. But at the moment, it's still on a small scale. But a fantastic event for anyone who wants to dab their toe in there.
For anyone, John, living under a rock, you might just explain what Hyrox is if they're not aware.
Yeah, Hyrox is really, it's a fantastic product of where the fitness industry has been going in for the last number of years. People are in there training away on their own. They're doing a bit of weights. They're doing a bit of this. CrossFit brought out a whole load of kind of strength training and made that more accessible. And what Trica has done is it brought together aerobic training from running, skiing and rowing and tied it into traditional strength work like strongman style training of pushing, pulling sleds and farmers carrying. And it's really brought it into a lovely competitive platform where people can now compete against their age group, compete against people on a global stage, run with a partner, run with a same sex or opposite partner, all this sort of stuff. So Trica is doing exactly the same in a slightly different format.
But that's the thing. It's effectively sort of circuits, isn't it? From CrossFit from three or four years ago, but it's just better branded and there's the competitive side to it.
Exactly. So really what it has done is it has taken circuits, because a circuit can be anything from like 10 seconds on one station to 2 minutes on one station. It can be anything from one station to 25 stations. And really it's made it more quantifiable by bringing it in. There's eight stations in Trica. There's eight stations in Hyrox. You've got a sprint finish in a Trica. You don't have that in Hyrox. There's slightly different equipment and stuff brought in there. And it's made it something that it's like a 10K or a 5K. 10K is always 10K. 5K is always 5K. A Hyrox or Trica event will always be the same format, the same distance, the same weight, etc. So now it's giving you something that you can compare and contrast both yourself and your own progress, and again with others if you've got a competitive side to you.
You can do it on your own.
You can do individual or partner.
Yeah, so you can do both. Do you need to train before you go or start going to Hyrox classes? Even about the competition part, but
no, you don't. If you go to the right facility that teaches a class, there will be an entry level. They may even have a little, you know, number of classes that you have to do, kind of an on-ramp that gets you up to speed with what all the foundational movements are. But you don't need to be at a certain fitness level to start. What you do need is good coaching so you don't overdo it at the start. Because like anything, you can push too hard and, you know, you can injure yourself. But the beauty of what Trica offers is there's a 500-metre run in Trica or an 800-metre run, whereas Hyrox is always a 1 kilometre run. And for a lot of people, the big barrier to entry is the run distance.
Yeah.
So it's a nice way to start.
I mean, myself included, I think you'd probably be a little concerned you're not fit enough actually to go to Hyrox.
Yeah. Now, the first one I ever did was in 2022 or 2021 in Hamburg. And I got in there and I was in, you know, of course, in typical fashion, thought I'd do the best of the hardest one I could do today, and did. Got in there and it was grand. But the beauty of it is that every 10 minutes there's a new heat going out in any of these races. There's a next heat. So there's a constant flow of people coming through it. So you could be running against somebody else that's at a pro level. You could be running against someone else that's at an open level. It doesn't mean that you know, and they could be just starting. You could be halfway through your race. So you are going to get passed out by people all the time. And I love this because people, you know, one of the big reasons people don't start in the gym is that they're self-conscious. They think people are watching them. They're, you know, not confident with their fitness level. And at the end of the day, when you get out there to race like that, people are only concerned about their own pace, their own times, their own distance, et cetera, et cetera. So you can get in. And the first one I ever done, just to come back to that, I remember one time running around and there was two ladies, and I would say they were late 50s, maybe early 60s, and they walked every one of the run laps. They power walked, the two of them were power walking. I could see them up a country road somewhere, and they were chatting away, and then they get in, they did the work, and I just thought, this is absolutely amazing. And
that's when
I went,
this
really
is
brilliant.
But for people that are maybe just thinking of, you know, there's so much discussion around Trica Troika and High Rocks at the moment, and particularly with the Troika competition that's coming up, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There's one
this weekend
and then there's High Rocks in 2 weeks.
Malaga, Malaga, all the Irish go to Malaga. Love that one.
Yeah, I know a few people actually competing in it. All right, but it's funny that, like, you hear people talk about it, but I'm thinking of listeners that are maybe thinking, you know, this is a buzz I want to get on, or this is a bandwagon I want to be part of.
Sure.
Where do you start if you'd like
go
to
spectate this weekend and see what it's like? And you're going to see. And, like, again, like, there's adaptive athletes that got people with, you know, limb issues, maybe some people missing limbs, etc. And they're in competing. So there's an array of different levels. And I've said this before about High Rocks and Troika are a little bit better, but they brand themselves and they show the guys with the shirts off, ripped, running around the place. But that's not what the event is. That's 5% of it. It go and spectate at one, and you'll see kids on sidelines cheering on their parents. You'll see parents doing it with their daughters or with their sons. You'll see fantastic things. And it's kind of like the park runs that you see, you know, that yes, there are guys doing them in 15 and 16 minutes, but there are people doing them in 35 and 40 minutes. I think go this weekend, spectate, see what it's all about, and sign up straight away. Just jump.
We had the Troika founder, Brian Lee, on the show with us last year, talking about actually launching Troika. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's a big brand now, isn't it? I mean, it's really...
It's a monster brand. And High Rock's the same. Like, the two of them have grown at a crazy rate. There was a real gap in the market there. There's a real draw for people want to belong to something they, you know...
Is that what it is? Is it the social aspect that comes with this?
Yeah, like, you know what? CrossFit did this really well when it kicked off in 2007 and 2008. And they used this big word that, you know, the Americans used, which was community, community, community. And I was like, what's this community thing they're kind of talking about? And the reality is that everyone was so disjointed and people were traveling around the States and living in different places that you could go walk into any CrossFit gym and the workouts are the same and people will understand your language. And it became nearly tribal. And High Rocks and Troika are offering that. It's a point of you know, it's something that people can talk about. It's, you know, you can talk about your Troika time, you can train with someone. I think people are looking for alternatives to the traditional social pubs and stuff like that. And all of these types of events are just coming straight in there at the right time for us.
Yeah. So for people that are taking part in the Troika competition this weekend, at this stage now, what, 4 or 5 days out, what should they be doing to the body, John?
Well, they're not going to get fitter in a week, right? Your fitness won't change. What you can do is you can set yourself back. So it's very important that when we scale or taper back towards an event, we bring down the volume and we keep a little bit of intensity. So a few short shuttle runs, some pushing and pulling at prowlers, some burpees, play with the ram thrusters a few times, make sure you're happy on technique. Make sure you know the format of the race. I used to just write it out on my arm because you could get mixed up, and that happened to me again. And if you get mixed up, you'll get a time penalty. It's very clearly marked, but when you're tired, there's lots of people running around the place, you will get disorientated. So take that out of the equation, have it written on your arm. Make sure you're hydrated, make sure you get a good night's sleep in, and enjoy the day.
Yeah, are you taking part?
I was hoping to take part. Now, my brother and myself were supposed to be doing a part in one, and he's told me that we don't have a ticket.
What?
I was 100% sure we had it, and he went and checked and went, we actually don't have a ticket. So I'm going to try and get one. I'm not giving up just yet.
Yeah, I have every faith in you. John Belton, the head coach and owner of Number 17 Personal Training. John, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.